నగపత్నీస్ విత్ హంబుల్ మౌత్ అండ్ బై కృష్ణస్ మర్సీ నోయింగ్ కృష్ణస్ పొజిషన్ తత్వస్ అండ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ దర్ గ్లోరిఫైంగ్ అప్రిషియేటింగ్ వెల్కమింగ్ కృష్ణస్ పనిష్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ కలియు అండ్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో రిమైండింగ్ కృష్ణస్ మర్సీ మోర్ వి బికమ్ సింపుల్ మోర్ యూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ తత్వస్ and especially by the grace of Sadhu Guru Vaishnav, more we become a sincere obedient servant, because the tattvas helps. Who can digest tattvas? Sometimes tattvas, like yesterday we are discussing most level tattvas, sometimes it is looks like it is big, how can I say, headache. So many things. I want a simple life. Okay, you want simple life. Simple principle is there, but we are not simple. This is the problem. If someone is very simple, for him one tattva is required. What is that? Only one tattva. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Pas finish. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Vakadishadma. Finish. No other tattva is required. Why so many tattvas? Vidyate hridaya granthi, chidyante sarva sanchaya, kiyate chasya karmani, drushtaiva atmani iswari. First canon. Vidyante hridaya granthi. Hridaya granthis, you know, threads, doubts. Within our heart, thousands of doubts. Doubts, anarthas, weaknesses. And the Krishna katha, the tattvas, enter into your ear, enter to heart through the ear. Vidyante hridaya granthi, chidyante sarva sanshaya. Cutting all your doubts, clarifying all your doubts. Kiyate chasya karmani. When you clarify your doubt, then you can perform bhajan. By your bhajan, you can counteract your past karmic reactions. Then you can see, drishta eva atmani ishwari. Then you can see, oh, Krishna is in my heart, Krishna is in everywhere. The fourth step, first year, clarify your doubts, then do bhajan. That fourth step, you can see Krishna. Drishta eva atmani ishwari. Vidyante hridaya granthi, chidyante sarva sanshaya. If teach of doubt is there, you are not an eligible person to accept the mercy. Yes, therefore tattvas. Actually, if someone is very simple, one tattvas is sufficient. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Krishna is my life. Prajavasi, they don't know so many tattvas. They know tattvas? They don't know tattvas. Only they know one tattva. We are the lover. We are the lover of Krishna. Krishna is our beloved. Must finish. Such a, you can say, a strong bond. Love. With love. Strong bond is. Krishna is our. We are belongs to Krishna. Yes. Bhakti is, Prabhupada used to say, Bhakti Yoga is very simple and sometimes very difficult. Very simple. Like your question morning. Why so many tattva? Yes, simple, for a simple person, simple things. Even I will sweep here, this is Krishna's. If I am plucking flower, this is Krishna's. I am serving Krishna. And he is my everything. I don't know many things. If he is our mercy, then I will lead my spiritual life. He is my everything. He is my father, he is my mother, he is my everything. I have no other desire. And I have no other intention to please someone in this world. No. My life is only for Krishna, Guru and Krishna. Simple tattva, finish. But doubts, therefore tattvas, acharyas, tattvas, especially in our parampara, all tattva acharyas schemes. And to reveal the secret of bhakti yogas, this, you see how they are revealing, they are although home and body, they are mere devotees, they are revealing. Jai jai dijapati naga kanya, dijapati ni jan naga kanyas, bhakti te jahara paila kovinda chara. By their pure devotion, moved by pure devotional service, they achieve Krishna's lotus feet. How? Woman body. Body is not a problem. Indian body, Western body. Soul is soul. Soul is Indian soul or Western soul? Soul is soul. Soul have no caste, no creed, no countries. It belongs to Krishna. He is searching, he is crying. Just help me, help me. Soul is crying. Help me. and we are saying, help me. You understand? No, no, you don't know. Soul is saying, help me. But we are saying, please help me. When we are saying, help me, buddy. Soul saying, help me. To whom we are helping? That was tattvas. Venos. Venos. Therefore saying, nana aga prishtam, nacha paranishtam. We don't want anything in this world. Yes. Don't want to become king in heaven. Don't want to become king in this world. Or even we don't want yogic perfections. If, like yesterday we are hearing, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Fix your position. You understand? Position means, I can say, like your situation, your position, where you are. You understand? Like when you are going to office, first your position. The Prabhupada used to giving always this example. Suppose you are going to office, but you have no designation. No specific, either you are a sweeper or like peon or clerk or first grade officer. You cannot go to office without any designation. You can say, okay, I can do anything, this is office work. No. No. Prepare your position. And that is the position. Like yesterday we are hearing. What is your minimum position? We can say the minimum for constant stability to continue our Krishna consciousness. You understand? Not secable. Constant stability. Like rich persons, they have constant source, money source. They want to increase it. They have something, they want to increase more, but they don't want to go, how can I say? They don't want to lose some things. They have constant income. In English, my English is not good. In India, we are saying constant income. We want a constant, stable position. What is that? That is Nandhanam, Nanjanam. And the wives of Kaliyas, they are praying, oh Krishna, if someone aspiring your lotus feet does, don't want anything. In this world, he don't want anything. For next life, he don't want anything. Even for liberation, he just reject liberation. So much happiness, blissfulness. When someone aspiring to become servant, aspiring, not achieved, only aspiring, I have desire, how can I, in this life I can achieve Krishna's lotus feet? Bas. Ibu prapanna. Aspiring. What is your aspiring? We want to become great. This is also the preciousness. In front of Krishna, we are praying to Krishna, we are serving to Krishna. Krishna, make me expert man. Nice preacher. Yeah, if you become expert, then you can preach to Krishna. You cannot preach one word to Krishna. Krishna knows everything. We don't want anything from you. Bas. We don't want anything from you. We don't want to beg something from you except your pleasure. I want to please you. That is my strength. That is, we can say, that is your constant stability position. Constant position. I don't want. Although I am in material body, I have many desires. Many things is coming and, like how can you say, attacking, hunting, hunting us. You ever saw eagle? Eagles, university? I saw these white eagles, chow, these birds. Yes. Is there crows? No, how white crows? This bird, no, not crows, I know crows. Crows are black, in your country, crows. These white birds. Sea birds. You never saw eagle. I can show you here eagle. They know how to attack. Very clever. They can come. Yes. Immediately. With their leg. They pick up chickens. Big birds. Yes. Cat. You know. Small. Kittens. Very expert. Eagle. Yes. Desires are like that. He's always hunting us, taking us. Who can save us? Only Krishna, Guru. Please, I am your. You save me. And why Krishna will save you? When you are trying your best to please him. Yes. We cannot please actually. We don't know how to please Krishna. We don't know. who don't know how to please Krishna, but when we are trying something, Krishna becomes pleased. Okay, he don't know, but he has faith on me, he has faith on Sadhu Guru, trying his best. Therefore, you know this English word always, I am trying my best. When they are promising, they are saying, yes, I will try my best, I will try my best. That is confidence, that is, you can say, that is a source of inspiration for others. I will try my best, don't worry. And Krishna wants this promise word from us. Krishna, I will try my best in this life to please you. Promise. Then material power, material desires, they have no power. They cannot attack you. They cannot hunt more. Promise in front of Krishna. In front of Guru. In this life, I will try my best. Then it is up to you how to protect me. But I will try my best to please you. Gopis, like we are discussing, gopis, they don't know so many tattvas. They don't want anything. They don't want anything from Krishna. They are feeding Krishna. You see, whole night, whole day and night, they are preparing butter and milk. Krishna is going to their house. And that eating, sometimes distributing to monkeys. Sometimes, how can we say, get down these pots. They are poor persons. Poor gopis. Knowingly, Krishna just broke down their pots. And they are losing sometimes two things, pots and yogurt, milks, till they like Krishna. For them, yes, we want Krishna. If we are losing everything, no problem. We want two things. I want everything with Krishna. This is not possible. I want everything, I want also Krishna. No. I want nothing. I want Krishna. If Krishna is supplying something, it is up to Krishna. You understand? I don't want anything, but if Krishna is giving a son, Krishna is giving a husband, Krishna is giving a friend, okay, I am accepting. But for, I have no desire. It is up to Krishna. Because if I will desire something, I cannot please Krishna. If I will desire some things, then I will always be how to please the desirable results, desirable objects that I achieved. I will focus on that. You know this word focus? What does it mean focus? Attention. Focus. Huh? One-pointness. Yes. No one-pointness. Therefore, devotee, like Gopi said, Nagapatini says, Mahaprabhu said, Nandhanam, Nanjanam. Yesterday I told to describe these songs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yes. How devotee don't never desire anything. Rather, he wants, Krishna, I want to serve you. What sort of service? Loving and unconditional service. No condition. Night time, day time, any time. Guru is calling you for Krishna Seva. Be ready. No, it's time. Who will serve me? Krishna. You understand? Gurudev saying this. Gurudev said us like that. If Guru will call you at midnight, come. Come here. You have to come. You cannot say, no, I am taking rest, I am weak. No, you have to come. Because Guru is calling. Guru is not calling for his seva. Guru is calling for Krishna seva. This is. I don't want anything except your seva. Except to please you. And this verse is connected with this verse. Nandhanam is connected with Chaitanam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur this song. Prabhu tava pada juge. Muru nivedana. Nahi magi deha sukha. Dhana. Vidya dhana jana. O Lord, this is my prayer at your lotus feet. Nahi magi deha sukha fast. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned, I don't want bodily pleasure. Who is our first hindrance? Who is our first hindrance, we can say, in our, I'm going to say, stumbling block. Blocking. Yes, stumbling block. In our spiritual life, this body. Bodily teachers. Bodily pleasure. No. We are eating, we are taking rest. Sometimes devotee tired, he wants rest for what? For Krishna Seva. You cannot neglect your body, because if your body, you cannot neglect, sometimes you cannot give more focus. And Gurudev, you know, Gurudev used to say one thing. Yogakshama Vahamayam, in that verse, Gurudev always said, don't think about your body, Krishna will take care of your body. If Krishna said, I will take care whatever he have, and what he require, I will supply. Two things. What he want, Krishna will supply. You chant 6 rounds. always, you perform three things, guarantee in your life, you will never face any monetary problems. Three things. First one, Sixteen Round. Second one, Guru Puja. Don't stop Guru Puja. Third one, reading Bhagavatam. In your life, you will never face any problem. Three things, very important things. Therefore, why now Lakshmi is coming to ISKCON? You see, everywhere, Prabhupada adapted the systems. Three things, minimum for a grihastha. If someone is staying in temple, he can use his opulent, everything, whatever is coming for Krishna service. Sixteen Round, Guru Puja, and reading Bhagavatam. And other services, we can perform services with love and affection. But this is the most important thing. You can purify your consciousness, you develop your affection, attachment towards Krishna. And you will not face any monetary problems. This is secondary result. This is secondary result. This body is a great hindrance. Always creating hindrance. Always want bodily pleasure. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, first, this is my humble request at your lotus feet. I am praying at your lotus feet. I don't want bodily pleasure. More we attach to bodily pleasure, more we forget about Krishna. Therefore, our process is voluntarily austerity. You understand? Voluntarily. Everyone likes to sleep at this time, 4 to 6. This is best time, you know? This is best time to take rest. Morning, 4 to 6. Everyone. Actually, that time, the environment is very cool. You can take nice rest, but you have to wake up. Wake up, Mangalarati. Yeah. Actually, our principles, Western principles, indirectly, sometimes we want to give pleasure to Krishna, and sometimes we want to control, we want to, I guess, regulate our body. This body is demand. Body is always demanding some things. I want to eat these things, I want. This is always demand. Unless you reduce your demand, very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. Voluntarily reduce. You don't think, I don't like to eat. I like to eat. If you don't, you like paneer, why not I? If you are taking two time rice, I can take two time rice. No. Voluntarily. Even you know, I have capacity, I can eat. But no. This is not good for my bhajan, for my progress, man. Voluntarily. Because eating, sleeping, mating, depending, you can increase, you can decrease by your habits. By habits. And we want to, we are not yogis, we want to like minimize it. No, we want to continue our bodily, how can I say, requirements according to sadhu, sastra, guru's instruction. Everybody has different capacity. Someone is taking 6 hours, someone 3 hours, someone 5 hours, someone 8 hours. Okay. But just continue. Don't give more facility to these bodies. More you give facility to these bodies, more you want comfortable. Yes. And after 45-50, you have to struggle more to change the attitude of this body. Yeah, this is the problem. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, first, he just mentioned, this is my prayer at your lotus feet. I don't want the Nahi Magi Deha Sukha. I am not begging bodily pleasure. Second one, Vidya, knowledge. We are reading Bhagavatam for knowledge. Is it only knowledge or knowledge which help her bhakti? Bhakti yukta jnana. We want knowledge with bhakti. Other they want to. Many devotees also. They are speculating, they are thinking this may be. No. Accept it. What you are thinking, why are you thinking this is Bhagavatam? Your ideas, your thoughts are not Bhagavatam. What you are thinking, according to your level, you are understanding these things. But what is Srimad Bhagavatam? You want to understand, just pray to Srimad Bhagavatam. And follow commentaries, Acharya's commentaries. Bhaktyam Bhagavata Grahana Cha Buddhyana Cha Tikaya. Even if you follow commentaries, still you cannot understand. No. Sukham Veti, Aham Veti, Vyasa Veti, Vana Veti, Bhaktyam Bhagavata Grahana Cha Buddhyana Cha Tikaya. Shivaji is mentioning these things. Sukham Veti, Sukhdev Goswami knows, I knows. Whether Vyasadeva knows or not, I don't know. Who is saying? Everyone in this three world knows who is the writer of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's there. But what Shivaji is saying? I know Shivaji knows. I know Sukadev knows. Ahang Veti, Sukam Veti, Vyasa Veti, Bana Veti. As a writer, you are repeating. How you are saying Vyasadeva knows or don't know? Because I don't know, it means I don't know the devotion of Vyas, his position. Why? Bhaktyam Bhagavata Grayana Chabuddhyana Chatikaya. So one can understand Bhagavatam not by merit. No, if you say, okay, I will read Sanskrit, I will read Tika, I can understand. No, this is knowledge. Bhaktyam Bhagavata Grahya. Only by devotion. Nacha buddhya, but by intelligence. Nacha Tikaya, by following commentators. Yes. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakura praying this verse, Nanaga Prishtam Nacha Paramishtim Rashadi Patyam. Same verse, this is translation of his song. I don't want bodily pleasure. Second one, I don't want knowledge. Someone may ask question, if we don't want knowledge, how can we cultivate Krishna consciousness? We want knowledge for Krishna consciousness, for bhakti. And where this knowledge, where you can achieve this knowledge? From outside or inside? What knowledge we want? Dibhagyan, Hriday, Prakashita. Yes, outside you have knowledge. You are reading so many shastras, you are preaching. But unless the real knowledge comes from your heart, you can mature your, how can you say, mood. You cannot continue your spiritual life. The realization will not come. Nothing theoretical process will help in Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna is absolute, practical, theoretical nothing. Nothing will be helpful in Krishna consciousness. Everything is practical. And we want a practical life. You understand? More you develop that, more you understand how it is practical. How Krishna is taking caring, how is Krishna giving proper intelligence at proper time, how to maintain, how to take care, how to do all these things, all will come. This experience, it depends on you. You pray, same faith, same experience, same thing will come to you. Oh, this will happen. This will happen. And confidence, thought will come. Now, thought is coming. Maybe this is Krishna's idea, maybe this is from Krishna, right? How that? Maybe Krishna is speaking. At that time, you cannot add maybe. No, when Krishna wants to help you, a confidence idea, confidence, intelligent and clear vision is coming. No, this is. Yes, this is coming from Krishna. We want knowledge from inside. Yeah, outside knowledge is also required for preaching purpose to help others. But when it is mixed, it is now jnana and vijnana. Krishna is giving some experience. The vijnana, Hriday Prakasha. And outside you have knowledge. Now, this two, when it, this jnana and vijnana, science, this word vijnana, vijnana science, self-realization. Knowledge with self-realization. Devotional knowledge with self-realization. Now, you can say like a gold, this gold, a ring, ear ring is gold, and you are now putting a diamond over it. It looks beautiful. Before it was gold, one color. Not very, I'm going to say, attractive. Now it is very attractive. You have knowledge and sometimes mercy. Vijnana, self-realization. Self-realization comes. Now two things and looks beautiful. You don't think Prabhupada, many scholars are there in India. Many scholars. We can say thousand times more scholars than our acharyas. What is their value? They don't know Krishna. Still they are chewing pan. Their addiction to pan. You understand pan? Chewing tobaccos. Very scholar. They can speak so many things. But they cannot change their own life. What is the value of this knowledge? Still they are eating tobaccos. Yes, smoking. We are not followers of dry renunciators or dry speculative knowledges. We are not like that. We want mercy. Dhrumaraj, small guy, just Krishna wants to give him knowledge from inside. And 12 sun arises at same time in the sky. One sun is now. If 12 sun will arise, what will happen? The others, Aditya Sangha say, Siddhaswami mentioning. Dhrumarath, these 12 bars, just like 12 sons. That means these 12 essence are 12 conclusions from all Vedic literatures. Who is giving? Not Dhrumarath, Krishna. Vishnu just touching his kamsal over the head. Immediately everything comes. Everything comes. Mukam karoti. Don't forget this verse. Mukam karoti vajala pangulangayate giri. This is our qualification. What is our qualification? This is our qualification. You understand? Our qualification this. Mukam karoti vajala. After reading all sastras, if you come to this conclusion, this is the conclusion of all sastras. Don't forget this one. After reading all sastra, preaching whole life, then you have to come to this test. Mukam karoti vachalam pangulam vedake. Yat krupa asta manugandhi. Paramananda madhava sri guru dinatari. Unless you come to the conclusion, this is the conclusion of all your knowledge, all your austerity, all your dedications. Yes. Mercy, mercy, mercy. We don't want anything. We don't want anything. You can't pray to Krishna, give me, give me, give me. I want you. When we want Krishna, why want other? If you want Krishna, then you can achieve everything. If you want Krishna, then you can achieve knowledge, detachment, bhakti, everything. We don't want Krishna, but we want knowledge. Krishna, how do you see? Such a fool. Okay, I will give you knowledge. But what benefit you can achieve without knowing me? Virishya sarvam mahamebhu vedya. Only, yeah, among the Vedas, only, yes, you have to know me. Vedas is searching from time and immemorial, just giving information, giving so much knowledge, distributing so much knowledge, only for, to know me. We want that thing. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur rejecting, no, I don't want knowledge. This is my knowledge. What should be our knowledge? What should be our knowledge? Gopi Vartu Vada Kamalayo Dasa Dasa Dasa. Bas. If you are, you have this knowledge, success, your knowledge is enough success. I am the Sarvyan, Gopi Vartu Nahang Vipra, this verse from Padyavali, the Bhagavad mentioning. Nahang Vipra, Nacharapati, I am not Brahman, I am not Khetri, I am not Vasya, I am not Shudra, I am not Ramachari, Grastha, Banaprastha, Sanyas. Gopi Vartu Vada Kamalayo Dasa Dasa Dasa. I am the servant of Gopi Vartus, Gopi's husbands. He is servant of servant of servant of servant. Conclusion, essence, you can say, sum and substance of all knowledge. Tadir charana sevi bhakta sanivas. Bas. Janami janami amar e abhinas. I am servant. However, I great may be, but my position is servant. You know, in India, I don't know about West, because in West there are no specific categories about caste systems. No, in India, you know, those are sweepers. In India, we have, they are cleaning our bathrooms, everything. Even their sons, their daughters, they are big officers. But when they are coming to village, they are always taking humble position. They are not sitting with a Brahman. You invite them, they do not go to inside your house. They are only saying, no, no. Although I am officer, but I am Shudra. You understand? You have knowledge, but his position, in his own position. Actually, knowledge, when we mature in knowledge, spiritual knowledge, we can recognize, again, so we will be situated in our own position. What is our own position? This is, however great may be, I am his humble servant. Yes. Don't forget this thing. Maybe knowledge, yes, you may be sannyas, you may be preacher. When you forget these things, everything will be problem for you. That is called spiritual problem. A real spiritual problem. When you forget this position, I am servant of. I am not a qualified servant. I am an unqualified servant of Acharya. But this is my mood. They are my, I can say, protector, maintainer. When you mature this mood, you are now secure. You are secure. Yes. No doubt a devotee can get perfection when you have this mood. Siddhi bhavati vaneti sansaya achyuta sevina nisansaya tustad bhagatam paricharcharta atmanam. This verse says Mahaprabhu likewise. You understand? Siddhi bhavati vaneti. There is doubt someone can, who is worshipping Achyuta, who is worshipping Krishna, there is doubt whether he may achieve perfection or not. Or not. Nisanseya tu tadvaktam paricharjarata atmana. But one who is worshipping tadvaktam, Achyuta bhaktam, Krishna's devotees, no doubt he will achieve perfection. Yes. You are worshipping Krishna, no guarantee, no warranty. I used to say always. You understand? Did you want to buy something? There is no guarantee, no warranty. No. Always when you are buying, you are saying, oh, 5-year warranty, 10-year warranty, guarantee. Ah, yes, I want to buy. When you are serving Krishna directly, no guarantee, no warranty. But when you are serving devotee, no warranty required. Only guarantee. You understand warranty, guarantee? In India, we call it warranty. They will repair. Guarantee, they will give you new things. Suppose you are buying a mobile, if guarantee is there, 2 years, within the 2 years, they will return you a new mobile. If warranty is there, means they will repair. And Krishna, they have two things, guarantee and warranty. Sometimes they will repair you. Sometimes when you are worshipping Krishna, you are in problem, he will repair you. Give something, pacify you. Okay, according to your reciprocation, according to your faith. But devotee, no warranty, guarantee will change your life. You just love me, I'll change your life. I'll change your life, new life. No question up or down. Yes. Nisansaya tu tadvaktam paricharya ratta atmanam. If someone is always rataha, atmanam, it's always engaging himself in guru service, always thinking how to please guru's deities. You see, gurus. No doubt that he will achieve perfection. No doubt. We want that secret position. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, I don't want knowledge if it is not helpful for to understand you, to please you. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya then dhana. Oh Krishna, Krishna, I don't want money. Krishna, I don't want money. Yeah. I want Krishna. When you want Krishna, money will follow you. When you want money, Krishna will not follow you. Be careful. If you want money, Krishna will go far out. If you want Krishna, money will not follow you. Money will go in front. You will now in back. You understand? When you want money, now you are in front, money is in back. You don't know where is money. You are searching. You cannot achieve. You see, when Sanatana Goswami, he saw this stone, how can you say this stone? Touch stone. The bad day, trying. The bad day. Who can say bad day? If you find, then say, okay, I will give donation. I can touch this touch stone to iron and it turns to gold. I will sell, I will give donations to all temples. Krishna is not poor. Krishna wants love. Krishna don't want money. If someone is giving, we can use for Krishna service. But Krishna wants past love. Then you give something, you listen. You want love. Sanatana Goswami said, this bad day. True. Where you can find such acharyas? They are follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, direct disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in whose heart Krishna prem is there. He will develop hankering for money? No, he knows Krishna will maintain me. If Krishna will not maintain, it is up to Krishna. Everywhere water is there, I can drink water. What's this life? Where is problem? When I die, I will die. It is up to Krishna. Krishna will supply. If he will not supply, then how he becomes Supreme Personality of God? Who will worship him? And you have to keep his own word. He already promised in Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Khyama Vahamya. He's promising. When someone is promising, we are human, we are breaking our promise. Krishna, this promise, not a small promise, big promise. Great promise. I'll maintain my devotees. I'll carry, I'll supply everything what you want. And if something is there with my devotee, I'll put it. Aham, aham is saying. Not through demigod, not through time, not through someone. Aham. You understand? Oh, this person helped this person. No, Krishna. Therefore, when a pure devotee, someone is giving donation, what are you thinking? Krishna is giving. When are you thinking? When Mata is giving, oh, Krishna, Gurudev sending. She is giving, oh, Gurudev. Man coming, money coming, whatever is coming. Who is sending? Krishna. Krishna, yes. This is our vision, this is our lifestyle. We are not by our quality, not by our preaching, not by our ability, we are collecting money. We are depending. It is up to Krishna. And if someone is giving, who is giving? Not someone, he is Krishna. Krishna is saying, okay, you give. By his Krishna's instruction, he is giving. This is our experience. And this is our vision. Not this person is giving, no? No, Krishna. Why is giving? For his service it is required. Yes, therefore we don't want separate money for our own pleasure. Therefore he is saying, Vidya, nahi magi, first bodily, I don't want my bodily pleasure. I don't want the lace, I don't want money. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya. Dhana and Jana. I don't want a follower. Follower. Follower will not follow you. You have to follow followers. In Kali Yuga. Always you have to follow them. You understand? Followers. This word is very nice. This Prabhupada's word. Followers. What is followers? That is more, I can say more, yes, more sweet word. Then Shishya. Shishya is a little disciple under strict discipline. And this is more, you can say Madhurjya. How can you say? Sweet word. Yes. Followers. Followers means you have to follow. Following mood, following everything, footprints, following ideas, following intelligence, everything. Then he is become a true follower. Follower. And how to follow? Follow means, you understand? Like a blind person. you ever saw a blind person with stick? Someone just holding a stick and he have eye, he's just going in front. And this blind person with the stick, just going. Never ask. Where you are going? Just following. Yes. I'm not saying, okay, you just follow me blindly. I'm not saying these things. But if you want to follow a pure devotee, just follow blindly. You follow a pure devotee, Prabhupada blindly. Then you can find eye. First become blind, then you will find eye. This is our procedure. You understand? First become blind, then you can achieve eye. First if you have eye, then you become blind. Understand? No. If you have eye, I want to see some sadhu. I want to see Prabhupada. I want to measure sadhu, then lastly become blind. You want to see sadhu by your talent, by your knowledge, by your intelligence, then you become blind. Blind means material blind. But first become blind, then you can see. First become blind means, I am a blind person, I don't know anything. I am just a follower. Following. Then, Chakyudana Dila Jaijan Majan Mentra. Then lastly you can see, I just got the vision. Yes. We don't want to see something through our eye. We are blind. They are blind followers. Although this word is not suitable maybe for others, but for me this is most suitable word. We are blind followers of our Guru. What others are saying, we don't want to pray. Don't want to. Blind follower of Guru Parampara Prabhupada. What others are saying, I don't care. For me, even I will not achieve love of God, and still we are blind followers. This is our strength. We are leading our spiritual life with this strength. What others are saying, what Shastra is saying, I don't want. If Shastra is saying something and that not helping to develop my faith towards acharyas. I don't want to read this shastra. You understand? This is our life. Maybe this shastra for others, not for me. I am a disqualified person. I want to read some shastra. I want to discuss some things that will help me to develop my devotion for my guru. I want to become a blind follower. Close my eye. Put out my eyes. I don't want to see through my vision. What is Krishna? What is shastra? No, I want to see through my guru's eye. Therefore, I am blind. I want to see Krishna through parampara's vision. I want to realize Krishna through their teachings. What is Krishna? I don't know. This is our understanding. Shastra, association, everything. Why I will go to somewhere? He may be a religious person, whoever he may be. If I will not get such strength, unalloyed devotion towards parampara, okay, I always keep distance. We want to become blind follower. Yes. Those are pure devotees. Once by Guru's mercy, by Supersoul's mercy, by Shastra's mercy, you know he's pure devotee. Just follow blindly. Teacher, we have no teacher now. What Prabhupada said, this is Veda. Why he said he knows? I don't want to put my head. Why he says, why question I cannot add with Prabhupada? Why he said? He knows. He's Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotee, pure devotee, he knows. What he said, yeah, it is not for me. After 10,000 it is, now people are not understanding. After 100 years or 200 years, devotee will come, this question, this statement is for them. It is not for you. We have to understand Shastra like that. They are personified Vedas, you understand? Acharyas are personified Vedas. Personified. They know the essence of Vedas. Therefore, Prabhupada always said, Tadir Charana Sivi Bhakta Sanivas, Chaname Chaname Mariyapala. Acharyas know secrets. Knowledge is there. So many things are there, but secret is in another place. Yes. Like your door is open, your room is open, but where you are keeping Lakshmi, gold is secret, and key is always with you. You can enter there, no problem. You can enter to your house. I may enter to your house. But where is money? Where is gold? I cannot find it. You have key. If you show me, then I can see. We may read Bhagavatam, we may read Shastras, we may chant Hare Krishna, but key is with Guru. He will open. Hey, you want to see? Come. Here. This is the way. It will reveal by His mercy. Therefore, He is saying, I don't want. I am the house of bodily pleasure. I don't want knowledge. I don't want money. I don't want follower. We came from this word, follower. Oh, if follower will not follow you, then you have to follow your follower. You are coming to Krishna consciousness to follow your guru. But if you find some followers who are not following you, now you have to follow. Then you forget to follow your guru. Every responsible, thankless task. Yes. If they will just give up Krishna consciousness, they will do some simple activities, you are responsible now. You have to engage them, you have to train them. Like morning, we are reading Prabhupada said, this is duty of a spiritual master to engage their senses, engage disciples, so that they can use their senses in devotional service. It's your responsibility. You are responsible. Therefore, Guru opening temple, that is. You can say, oh, Krishna Sansar, Gurudev used to say, opening Krishna Sansar. Yes. Guru is opening Krishna Sansar. First enter to Guru Sansar. This is Guru Sansar. Guru opening Krishna Sansar. But this is Guru's. You understand? This material world, this is Guru Sansar. And if you enter there, you get a job, permanent job, and Guru is pleased and give you payment. Job means payment, salary, mercy. Then Krishna sansara. Then you can enter to there. Golokunda. We don't want follower. They are not our follower. Gurus. What Prabhupada said? He was crying when he was speaking. My Gurudev sent all of you to fulfill his desire. This is not sentiment. This is tattva. Actually, Guru said, no, he's an empowered Guru. He's arranged everything. He wants to give you credit in such a way, 70-year-old. Unbelievable. None can do it. Yes. Usually, I'm preaching in a hurry. If Krishna will come, he cannot do these things. Not I am sentimental, I am saying. If Krishna will come, when Krishna comes, how many devotees? He created new devotees. He created new devotees. Krishna always playing with associates. Okay, he can create some devotees to pious persons. If someone is very pious, not eating onion, garlic, meat, fish, not drinking. If we will send to Krishna, just go to Western world. You have to preach there. Is it possible for Krishna to preach there? No, he cannot preach. Because he don't know. He cannot say, he don't know. Wine. If you ask to Krishna, what is wine? He said, I don't know. If he don't know, how can he preach you? Give up wine. Give up smoking. Give up these things. He don't know. He don't know. Impossible. Impossible job. Especially preaching this Bhagavad Dharma. Vaishnav Dharma in Western world. This was whose desire? Mahaprabhu's desire. This was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire. When that day will come, all Eastern, Western, all devotees will dance in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. He was desiring. Long cherishable desire. Praying always to Radha Mata, please, please, please. And his son, okay, Vimala Prasad, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And his real son, Prabhupada. Mahaprabhu's mission. Time will come, people can understand. Now people are understanding. Yeah, when father is there, you cannot give importance. When father will left, then you can understand father. This is the nature of this world. You understand? This is nature. When guru is there, you are not giving importance. When guru left, oh my guru left, I am facing problem. Yeah, this is common everywhere. When person is there, no one giving importance. When he left, then everyone reminding about it. This is fool mentality, fool's mentality. For us, no. If person is there, sadhu is there, first association, take association. Because shastra, now you are not reading shastra, in old days you can read shastra. But if sadhu is left, you cannot find sadhu. You can say, okay, I can find another sadhu, okay. But a specific sadhus have specific experience. Different sadhus, they have different qualities, different natures, different experiences. Nature may be different, but self-realization is different. And we are performing sadhu sangha just for the self-realization. Shastra always, it will be there, but sadhu will not be there. The important sadhu sangha first. Yes. Then we don't want followers. नहिमा की स्वर्ग आर मुख्य नहिमागी ना करी प्रार्थना को ना विभूतिर लागी but I don't want body pleasure, I don't want knowledge, I don't want money, I don't want follower. This poor, you just calculate what he is saying. This poor, then again I don't want heaven, just calculate how many. Just explaining clearly, I don't want heaven. All we can say, all superior positions or whatever requirements in this material world to become a, you can say, aristocrat person or to become a gentle person or well-known person. All these things are required, but he's saying, no, I don't want. Surga Naimagi. And if Krishna will ask, you don't want heaven, you want liberation? No. Naimagi Surgar, Mukhya Naimagi. Okay, you don't want liberation, you don't want heaven, you want some mystic power? Nakari prarthana kon bibhutre lagi. I don't want any mystic. I don't want heaven, naimagi swargar, mukhya naimagi. I don't want liberation. Nakari prarthana kon bibhutre lagi. I am not praying to you, just give me some mystic power. Then what you want? If Krishna will ask, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur you want? He's saying, Nija Karma Guna
दोषे जे जन जे जन्म पाए जन्मे जन्मे जेने तब नाम गुण गाए
निज कर्म गुण दोष आई एम प्रेइंग दिस थिंग्स अकॉर्डिंग टू माय कर्मिक रिएक्शन अकॉर्डिंग टू माय वर्क और अकॉर्डिंग टू माय नेचर व्हाट आई डिजर्व यू शुड गिव मी सेम बॉडी आई एम नॉट प्रेइंग यू जस्ट नलीफाई माय कर्मिक रिएक्शंस अगर कृष्णा आई एम ए ऑफेंडर आई जस्ट यू नो इन पास्ट लाइफ आई कमिटेड सो मेनी सिंपल एक्टिविटी नो आई एम नॉट प्रेइंग टू कृष्णा फॉर दैट पर्पज इट इज अप टू कृष्णा నిజ కర్మ గుణ దోషే అకార్డింగ్ టు మై నేచర్ అకార్డింగ్ టు మై డ్యూటీ ఆర్ అకార్డింగ్ మై కర్మ జీ జీ జన్మ పాయ వాట్ ఎవర్ లైఫ్ ఈవెన్ బ్యాడ్ లైఫ్ బ్యాడ్ స్పెసీస్ ఎనిమల్ స్పెసీస్ ఎనిమల్ స్పెసీస్ హ్యూమన్ స్పెసీస్ డ్యూమన్ స్పెసీస్ ఐ హావ్ నో ప్రాబ్లమ్ బట్ వన్ ప్రేయర్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ప్రేయర్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ విచ్ స్పెసీస్ ఐ మే బి ఐ వాంట్ టు గ్లోరిఫై ఐ వాంట్ టు చాంట్ యువర్ I want to chant your name, holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. I want to chant your name, I want to glorify you. Bas. I don't want other things. And again praying. Now he said, no, no, no. But what he want? Now he saying, yes, yes, yes. I want this thing, this thing, this thing.
বিষয়ে প্রীতি এবে আছো এ আমারে সেই মত প্রীতি হ চরণে তোমারে
আই ওয়ান্ট দিস থিংস আই হ্যাভ এ স্ট্রং অ্যাটাচমেন্ট টু ম্যাটেরিয়াল থিংস প্লিজ ইউ ট্রান্সফার অল মাই অ্যাটাচমেন্টস সেম অ্যাটাচমেন্ট হুইচ ইজ নাও উইথ ম্যাটেরিয়াল থিংস প্লিজ ট্রান্সফার দিস সেম অ্যাটাচমেন্ট টুয়ার্ডস ইউ Now he wants these things. We don't know how to pray to Krishna. They are praying for us. Yes. Jagmaya just covering their, real identities. And like a dreaming condition, they are developing a mood to realize the lamentation, realize the suffering of conditioned souls. Therefore they are writing all these things. This is called Jiva Bhava. They are not Jivas. Their associates, but this is Yogamaya's potency, covering the real consciousness and giving the realization like a dream. Oh, people are suffering. They don't know how to pray. Now they're writing everything. Oh Lord, whatever attachment I have with material things, please you transfer this set of attachment towards you. And another, I want these things first. But what he don't want, said three, in three pages, and in another maybe 3-4 pages, he want these things. He want what he want, just transfer my attachment to material, to spiritual. And second, sampade bipade ami thakuk samabhave dine dine brodhi ho. Namira prabhavi. I want these things. Whether in happiness or in distress, I will continue my spiritual life. I will be in equilibrium. You understand? I am in same status. I will chant. Happiness will come, distress will come. This is natural. Krishna is saying something. Sukham dukham samam gritva lava lava jaya jayo. Arjun, you have to fight. But when you are fighting, don't think about happiness, distress, loss and profit. This is not our life. We are Krishnas. If loss is something is lost, this is Krishnas. If some profit, this is Krishnas. Sampade vipade ami thaku samabhave. Just give me strength so that I can maintain my equilibrium in my spiritual life. Whether in happiness or in distress, I'll continue my spiritual life. Same mood. Samabhave. Same mood. And another, what you want, another things, I will maintain same spiritual standard. And day by day, dine dine vruddhi hok namera bhava, day by day, my attachment should come towards holy name. Please, you saw mercy. My attachment should come day by day. Dine dine vruddhi hok namera bhava. And last, you see, what you don't want, he said in 3-4, stanzas and prayers, and what he want, he saying, I want these things.
Pasu pakhi haaye thaki swarge vani raaye pava bhakti raho bhakti vinoda hrdaye.
I have no specific desire, okay, please give me birth as a devotee or please send me to Kala Vrindavan. No. I will go to animal life or bird life, pasu pakhi. Or I will be in heaven or I will be in hell. Surgeva niraya. But I want one thing. In my heart, in which species I may be, in my heart, please give me such power so that I can continue my devotional mood in all those species. According to my karma, in which species I will take, but I will continue. My spiritual life, I will keep my same devotional mood, give me strength. Yes, this is Bhakti Vinod Thakur's prayer. Same. Nagpatinis, nanakabhristam nachaparamestam, annadharam najanam nasundari. Where are all these prayers? Where we are? Just imagine. We have to pray to Krishna. Krishna, just I want. And most important prayer, this one. Sampade vipade ami thakve samavahave. Dine dine buddhi hokna mera pava. Whether in happiness or in distress, I will not give up your service and I will not give up your chanting. And day by day, please give me strength so that I can increase my attachment towards holy name. Increase my attachment towards your holy name. Yes. Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthasam Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Nitai Bhavatam Anandam.